We are joined right now by quarterback for Louisville. Not just that, but also the ACC quarterback of the week. An enormous game last week in the win over Duke. 527 total yards, 7 touchdowns, second player in FBS history with 300 passing yards and 200 rushing yards in the same game. Passed for nearly 2,600 yards, 18 TDs on the season. Louisville is 6-5, and they've got a big one. They're at home Saturday against Kentucky. Malik Cunningham is my guest. Malik, good to have you on the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, really good to have you on. You're coming off one of the best performances in college football history. There's lots to talk about, but when I read those numbers back to you, 527 total yards, 7 TDs, and doing things that the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport have never done, what's your reaction? How does it feel to hear all of that?
Well, it's a blessing just to be here. It feels good to hear those numbers. I mean, without supporting cast, O-line and the running backs and the receivers, none of that is possible. So I want to give thanks to those guys.
All right, fair enough. But take me back to last week and your preparation prior to that game. I understand that you were not feeling that well during the week. So what was your preparation like, and did you have any idea you had that kind of a game in you?
I definitely knew I had that type of game in me. And the whole week I was dealing with illness and sickness. And I just knew I had to suck it up for the team and be a warrior and go out there and do my best. And that's what I did.
That's what you did. Malik Cunningham joining us. The thing that really impressed me, too, all 5 of the TD passes were to different players. What's it say about the talent around you that you can spread the ball around like that and have confidence that no matter who you throw it to, it's probably going to be a good result?
That just goes back to the practice and preparation during the week. Those guys make incredible catches throughout the week. And this coach always preaches you practice how you play, and they practice good all week, all those guys, and they helped on Thursday night.
Now, the amazing thing about those numbers is after the game you were saying like you felt like you left some yards and some plays out there on the field. Kind of a wild thing to say when you're coming off one of the best games in the history of the sport. Were you being modest, or did you really see room for improvement? And if so, where?
If you go back to the game, we had a post call and kind of over threw the receiver by like 4 or 5 yards, and that was one touchdown could have had back. But I think we scored on that drive, so I think that made up for it.
All right, so in the second quarter, you had this 44-yard TD run and a 72-yard TD run. As you said after the game, I've been doing that since I was knee-high. I like that. Can you take me through it? The 72-yarder, you broke tackles, you changed speeds, you pretty much did everything. What do you remember about that play?
That play, I remember it was a D lineman, number 55. I think he was probably the closest player like to me before I scored that touchdown. And I was just in my head, I just could not let him catch me out of everybody on the field, not let him catch me. And once I seen, I looked back and he had slowed down. And I figured I was going to score that touchdown because he was the closest player.
Louisville quarterback Malik Cunningham joining us. You also broke, or you could have broken, Lamar Jackson's single-game rushing record, but you did not play the final 12 minutes of the game. I understand it's about the win. I understand you don't want to show anybody up, but is there any part of you that wanted to be out there to break even more records?
All that stuff is cool, but, you know, day team player, that would have been an awesome record to break. I wish I could have broke it, but end of the day, it's all about the team win. That's what we got. We got a good win.
All right. Malik Cunningham joining us. Look, I know you don't want to make it about you, but let's talk about the team a little bit. You guys put up 41 on Syracuse, which was a season high. Then you broke that a few days later when you put up 62 at Duke. Does it feel like the offense is starting to click at just the right time?
Yeah, for sure. Considering the games that we lost and we make 1 or 2 plays on the offensive side, it's a different outcome in the game. And just putting together the last 2 weeks, been fun to watch, been fun to do, and we got more work to do in the next 2 games.
All right, so with that, with the win over Duke, you're now bowl eligible. I know that you've said that beating Mississippi State in the Music City Bowl is one of your favorite college football memories. So how does it feel to know that you're going to be headed back to another bowl game?
It feels good to give those seniors another 60 minutes. Football is probably not promised to a lot of those guys, so it's good to have those older heads around for another couple weeks or so. And we're going to make sure they enjoy it.
I like that, man. You got to take care of those old heads. You have to take care of the old heads. Now, the season got off to a 3-1 start, but then you guys hit that rough stretch in the middle. How were you guys able to turn it around the way you have?
The leaders on the team just coming together and just making sure we keep everybody the goal, the main goal, which is to finish the season no matter what happens, and mixed play mentality, and that's what we did, and it's been going good ever since.
Malik Cunningham is joining me for a few more moments. We talked about Lamar. So Lamar had his jersey retired during the Syracuse game. I know the two of you go back quite a ways. What kind of an impact has Lamar had on you, and what have you learned from him over the years?
He's had a big impact. The first time I met him, very down to earth. You can go to him about anything. And just having a guy like him in your corner, considering what he's doing in the NFL and for the young kids and across the world, it's always great to see. It's good to have him as a role model, and he's doing good.
Right, so obviously, you've learned a lot from him, and he's a great, great leader. His teammates love him. You're one of the leaders on that team right now, and I know you've put in time in developing relationships with guys. So, like, what's your approach to being a leader, and then how much does it mean to you to be a leader of this group?
It means a lot to have those guys look up to you. A lot of those guys never seen players or been a part of a team where they had to come in and not be that guy. So just showing those young guys the way and coming in every day and just being a better person, it just means a lot to those guys. Just show positivity around them. It takes a long way with them.
Right, and you also have put in a lot of time yourself. Like, you've already had a career year in rushing yardage and TDs, and you're about to put up a career high in passing yardage. So when you look at where you were when you first showed up on campus as a quarterback, how much have you grown since then?
I made great jumps in a leadership role and in as being a quarterback. And it just feels so good to just know that what you come from and how much work you put in. A lot of people don't really get to see that part. They just see the good part. They don't see the bad, where things weren't going my way. Just had to put my head down and just keep working. And now it's finally paying off, which is good.
All right, so I want to elaborate on that point. What we're talking about is the work you put in the offseason, studying film, working on mechanics, staying in the pocket. You've cut down on turnovers this season in a really dramatic way. In fact, it's been a massive improvement. What's been the key in that regard?
Just not forcing the ball down the field like I did a year ago. Just checking the ball down, and when it's running lane, just using my feet. And that's what I've been doing this year, which has been working for us, so I got to keep it up the next two games.
All right, so a couple of quick thoughts. I've always enjoyed my conversations with your head coach, Scott Satterfield, over the years. What's it been like to play for him?
It's been great. Coach Sat came in 19. And led us to a bowl game, won that bowl game. And last year, we hit a little adversity, and he never gave up through all the talks about him leaving after the season and stuff like that. He stayed with us, stayed by our side, and been nothing but good to us. And so we love Coach for that. And we're looking to finish these next two games off strong.
All right, so last thought. I'm on the outside looking in, but I love that matchup. I love that rivalry. I love that matchup. You've got Kentucky Saturday for the Governor's Cup. The game was canceled last year due to COVID, and the Wildcats had won the previous two meetings. For people who do not know, how special is the rivalry, and how badly do you want to win this game on Saturday?
This rivalry, he was way past my time, starting in 1998, and it's been going on for a good little minute. And this means a lot to us and the team and the city, not the state of Kentucky. We're trying to turn into the state of Louisville. So that's what we're going to try our best to finish the game out strong and do what we do best.
I like that. I love that matchup. Kentucky at Louisville, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Malik Cunningham is coming off literally one of the greatest games a quarterback has ever had in that sport. Malik, great to have you on the show. Really good to talk to you. Good luck this weekend. Hope we can do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Great matchup. Kentucky at Louisville, the Governor's Cup. Who you got there?